This research, I'm from Brazil originally, but I'm studying at Ohio State right now. But this research is related to when I did my master's in Brazil. So it's a little bit of about statistics. So a good topic for a Monday morning. So my title is Canonical Correlations Among Forage Quality Traits of Parasitic Grass Under Rotational Grazing. So when we are looking for new cultivars and varieties, always we prioritize the qualitative responses. But sometimes some species could be discarded earlier when they don't find that species is highly productive, but without actually knowing about the quality of this new grass they are developing. So some cultivars, as this one that I'm studying, the Xarés palisade grass, that is a species of Brachiaria brisanta that we have in Brazil. Our pastures in Brazil is maybe 80% based in Brachiaria and is really productive. And when they were developing this new species, was like a new promise, was really high productive, but they didn't know about the quality yet. So we should know all the steps before saying this, if it's good or not. So another aspect when you are studying quality, everybody knows that chemical analysis could be expensive, so we are trying to find some ways to keep it cheaper. So one of ways to know that is the physical resistance. So we did two different methods. That is the grinding resistance and the shearing resistance. And the shearing resistance is really high correlated with digestibility. So when you are, is a really cheaper method to do that, and you can kind of save money. So what about canonical correlations? So this is a definition that describe the relationship between metric-independent variables and multiple-dependent measurements. It's a method of multivariate analysis you can do in SAS using ProcCanCor. And this is used when you, for example, you have a large number of different variables, but you are not interested in all combinations that you can have. So you can study just few combinations. And so you basically have two sets of variables with a lot of different number, and then you can study just few of them in these two big groups. So the objective of my research was to assess the degree of association among the groups of quality-related response of grazed Xarés palisade grass using canonical correlations among morphological, chemical, and physical characteristics of the forage samples that use it. So we did this research in Brazil in the University of São Paulo. We had a completely randomized design with three treatments and three reps. Our treatments was when our canopy reached 95% of light interception, so when the grass was intercepting 95%, we put animals to graze. And why 95%? Because it's considered when we have an optimum of production. And then to contrast, we had 100% of light interception. It was a grass really mature. And then every 28 days. And why? Every 28 days, the grazing, because when they developed this new cultivar, they said that 28 days was the best way to graze that, every 28 days. But we didn't know about if it really was the best way or not, the quality and everything. So we wanted to compare with a really young grass, a mature, and the one that they recommend. And we grazed it until reach the stubble of 15 centimeters. The light interception measurements and the height were taken every regrowth. And my samples were collected always before each grazing. So before put the animals in the area, we graze. We collect the samples and then graze it until we reach the 15 centimeters stubble. And then we had another subsample, which is separated into stems, leaves, and dead material. And then we put everything in the dryer. This is a picture of our area. Here you can see like the animals. So when we just after we separated, we got the leaf fraction, the stem fraction. We collected around 20 pieces to conduct the shear resistance analysis. And then after we had these 20 pieces, we put it in the bags again and then put in the dryer. And about the grinding resistance, after all samples were dried, we passed through a 5-millimeter screen, and then we weighed 20 grams. And those 20 grams we passed in the 1-millimeter screen, the grinding, for 25 seconds. So the material that with high resistance to grinding were with the 5-millimeter residue was higher. And then we, all the rest of our samples, we grinding again through 1-millimeter screen to conduct all the chemical analysis that was crude protein, digestibility, NDF, ADF, and lignin. This is some pictures, the way that we collected the samples, just always above 15 centimeters. And here, like the whole forage, leaves, dead material, and stems. So the fun part, the statistical analysis. So as I said, we did the canonical correlations among three groups, that it was morphological variables, percentage of leaves, stems, and dead material, the chemical variables, that it was crude protein, NDF, ADF, digestibility, and lignin, and the two physical variables, that was grinding resistance and shear resistance. We used a Prak-Kankorov test, and in this specific kind of analysis, we consider all treatments and replications and sampling dates together. So we had a number around 45. And for each correlation that we analyzed, we had three pairs of canonical variables, and the level of significance was 5%. And in this kind of analysis, we're considered significant when we have a higher coefficient than 0.3. So I will explain better in the results. So then, when you have this higher number than 0.3, it's considered that that variable participates in that group. It is like significant. So the first group that we studied was correlations among morphological and physical variables. So here you can see that just the first pair was significant with 0.02. And it is a considerable correlation, around 0.5. So how do you interpret this? When you have a higher percentage of leaves, you have you can see the sign here, you have a lower percentage of stems, a lower percentage of dead material, what makes sense, and a lower shear resistance of leaves and a lower shear resistance of stems. The second group that we studied was between morphological and chemical variables. And in this case, we didn't have any significant pair of canonical variables. So this was not a good estimate to correlate morphological and chemical variables. And the third group that we studied was between physical and chemical variables. So here you can see the first pair was really significant with 0.0001 and really high correlated with almost 0.9. They are a correlation. And here you can see when you have a lower shear resistance of leaves and stems, consequently, you have a lower crude protein and of leaves, a higher crude protein of your whole forage. You have lower concentration of NDF and higher digestibility. What, as I said, shear resistance is really high correlated with digestibility, and so here makes sense also. So what we can conclude? That canonical correlations are good estimators of the relationships between the groups that we study, and highly significant between morphological and physical variables, and between physical and chemical variables. So that's pretty much it. If you have any questions. It's kind of dark. I think no one can see me. Yeah, yeah. I barely can see you.
One question on your three initial treatments.
I'll try to do it.
Yeah.
Can you give me some idea of what the day interval was for the adult?
Sure. It was around 15 and 20 days. And 100% around 30 days, 32 days. So what was interesting, at the beginning of the experiment, the treatment with every 28 days was really similar to the 95%, and then at the end it was similar to the 100%. So it was getting really mature. Sure, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
On your last slide, you showed that the crude protein was highly correlated with was negative correlated with crude protein in leaves, but highly with whole forage.
Yeah.
Crude protein.
Well, here, like, we had a lower amount of stems, basically. So, was pretty much leaves. Yeah. Should be really high crude protein of leaves too, but I really don't know why it was just like higher for the whole forage and leaves. The only explanation that I have, we have really like low stems percentage, but
pretty high correlation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.